Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Olivia Labrador, director of the Treasure Coast Children's Museum at Indian Riverside Park in Jensen Beach. The Children's Museum will present A Haunted House Thursday, October 13th through Saturday, October 15th. They'll also be having a Monster Dash 5K and Trick or Treat on Friday, October 28th. Olivia, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much for having us.
How prevalent are children's museums? I was trying to think back to my childhood, and I could be, I'm just old now, but I don't remember children's museums back then.
You know, it depends on where you grew up. You know, there are children's museums that have been around the country. There's lots of them now, and they seem to be popping up everywhere, which is, it's a great community asset to have.
And how do you go about designing a children's museum? What age range are you looking for or trying to reach out to? And what do you want them to come away with?
And, you know, different children's museums target different ages. Ours is definitely from toddler, and I'd say up until about 12 years old. And it really is an educational, interactive experience. So it is all about the experience. The children come in, they're learning. So it's like we're teaching outside of the box. They're coming in, they're playing, they don't even realize that they're learning different things. So,
and give me a little audio tour of the museum. When someone shows up at the museum, what are they going to find?
All righty. So when you walk in the door, you're going to choose between two galleries. So we have the Town Gallery and we have our Explorer Gallery. Of course, most of the people go to the Explorer Gallery because you can hear our cannons shooting off our pirate ship. So we have the 56-foot Spanish galleon where the kids can go upstairs. They can shoot cannons, defend themselves against other pirates. Again, this is all imaginative play. Below ship, they can see what it would be, what it would have been like, you know, to sleep in a hammock, to, you know, cook in the galley. So a lot of fun things. And we do have future exhibits that we're fundraising for on that side as well. On the town side, it's just like a little town. We have a grocery store that was sponsored by Publix. So kids can get their little grocery cart, pretend they're shopping. The parents can act like the cashiers. We have a fire station where you can actually hop on a real fire truck. A mechanic shop where you can change tires, a building area where you can construct buildings, a vet clinic, check on the stuffed animals, make sure they're okay, a health center, just like a doctor, you know, do operations on a big life-size operation game, which I'm sure you remember, you know, the Mattel game when we were younger.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same thing. We have a dental exhibit, you know, to kind of ease the pain of kids feeling anxious when they go to the dentist. We even have a theater where they can kind of perform. And we have a special little area kind of tucked in the back. It's our toddler beach area, which is definitely for the little guys under 3 years old. So it's a really cool experience, you know, and it really is to keep the parents and kids engaged.
And like a adult museum, if you will, do you change exhibitions from time to time?
We are not at that point yet. So we do not have any kind of traveling exhibits right now. All the exhibits that we do have are permanent exhibits.
I'm speaking today with Olivia Labrador, the director of the Treasure Coast Children's Museum. So you've got two events coming up. You've got a haunted house and a 5K dash. Tell me about those.
Yes, we are super excited. Our haunted house is coming up October 13th, 14th, and 15th from 7 to 10 p.m. Super scary fun. If you're ready for a good scare and ready to support, you know, just a good organization. I mean, it really goes all back to our educational program so that we can keep our costs real low. So it's all supporting that, but it is definitely scary. There is no age restriction. It really is up to the parent to decide if they want to bring in their younger kids, but it is definitely geared for, you know, middle school, high school, adults only. Come on a date, come out there and get scared. We have been compared to Halloween Horror Nights on a smaller scale, so we're excited when we get that compliment. So it's great fun, and come on out. We're going to also incorporate food trucks this year, so you can kind of linger, watch everybody come out screaming out of the museum. So it'll be a good scare, good fun. And then our Monster Dash 5K. Typically, every year we do our trick-or-treat event, and this year what we have done is we have incorporated a 5K Monster Dash with it, so you can wear your costumes and go ahead and do this Monster Dash. It is a timed race, so we're really excited about that. And of course, our trick-or-treat. Who doesn't like trick-or-treating at the museum?
I've been speaking today with Olivia Labrador, director of the Treasure Coast Children's Museum at Indian Riverside Park in Jensen Beach. We'll have a link to them, as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Olivia, thanks for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much for having me.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.